Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues now. This is the Need the Broadcast for December the 14th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is hour two of two, and the goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property in the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. We call it the blueprint for liberty. We also believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders are absolutely brilliant and one of the great solutions to restore the republic. We reject revolution, but embrace restoration of the greatest country on the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Larry Pratt was with us last hour. The archive will be up shortly. If you missed it, you can still catch it. LibertyRoundtable.com or on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. We talked about Ivanka Trump may serve as First Lady instead of Melania. Wow, that'd be strange. But as Kirk Crosby wisely pointed out, it's better than Bill being First Lady. I'll tell you that right now. Donald Trump selects former Navy SEAL and Montana Rep. Ryan Zinke to be the Interior Secretary. Way better than Kathy. She was a rhino. So that's good news. Hopefully he'll be stand up. But he believes the land belongs to the feds, not the states, which I don't understand his constitutional reasoning or his lack of constitutional knowledge. Rick Perry to head the Energy Department. That's the department he once sought to abolish. I hope he gets that done. Tony Perkins says Trump's Secretary of State pick, Rex Tillerson, should be concerning to conservatives because of his stances on gay marriage and abortion. John Street wrote the article on this. And very concerning, I agree. And he was the guy that headed up the Boy Scouts and put together the promotion of gays in the Boy Scouts, right? So be careful, folks. Buckle up. The era of Donald Trump's disruption has just begun, writes the New York Post. They're freaking out. The New York Times airs an ad for fake news in their article about fake news. Wow, ironic as all get out. Anyway, Bill Gates likens Donald Trump to JFK, says that Donald has the chance to establish American leadership through innovation, writes CNBC, Kurt. All right, we'll try to get Kurt.
Well,
back.
I don't there know what to say about that. I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? You know.
Yeah, and JFK was a mixture between Democrat and Republican principles. In many ways, he did a lot of things we would agree with. In many ways, he did things we would disagree with, Kurt. But he certainly disrupted, as Donald's doing.
Yeah, good point. And, you look at Gates, as you said, well, if he doesn't come along, he's going to be left in the dust. But I guess what he said a little bit more when he was talking to the Squawk Box, I think that's some kind of program.
Yeah, it's a new media outlet program, yeah.
Anyway, he said, but in the same way President Kennedy talked about the space mission and got the country behind that, I think whether it's education or stopping epidemics or in this energy space, there can be a very upbeat message that Trump's administration is going to organize things, get rid of regulatory barriers, and have American leadership through innovation. So it's generally positive, kind of unusual from Bill Gates.
There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was hour one of the broadcast. Hour two. I guess there's a final showdown going on, Kurt.
Oh, yeah. I don't know really what to say about this, except let me ask you this question, Sam. I mean,
well,
what this is all about, ladies and
about.
Gentlemen.
Yeah,
the headline here is a WorldNet Daily piece. Bob Unruh is the author, a great, great writer, and the headline reads, "Final Showdown. Sheriff Joe slaps Obama with new birth certificate bombshell." Now, the article says it's an issue that badgered, befuddled, bothered, bugged, and bedeviled Barack Obama from before he was inaugurated until well into his second term. And this author says, now it could rain on his legacy. What is it, you ask? Well, he says it's his birth certificate. Because now there's a news conference scheduled. Yeah, that's tomorrow.
For tomorrow. 15th, about an, like 4:30 p.m. or something like that, right?
Yeah, about an official law enforcement investigation into the validity of the document he presented to the nation in a press conference at the White House. Investigations already were done. Lawsuits were filed. The Supreme Court was lobbied. But skeptics of Obama's constitutional eligibility repeatedly were stymied by federal judges and officials who said effectively, there will be no discussion about this. The issue is that the U.S. Constitution requires the president to be a natural-born citizen, but does not define the term. Scholarly works cited, anyway, they go on through here, but
it's very now, long. Basically, it's a historical recount of what's gone on to date, and here's the big deal. Okay, what they say is, oh, Joe, you're one of those birthers. Can't you just let that go? And what Joe Arpaio says is, look, this isn't a birther discussion. I don't give a rip where the president was born. What I want to know, though, is do we have a forged birth certificate? If the answer is yes, then a criminal act has been committed. If the answer is no, then fine. But his research, his investigative team, including third-party validators, are confirming and tripling down and saying this birth certificate is fraudulent, Kurt. That's the issue. Not where Barack was born, not a birther discussion, but either we have a fraudulent document peddled by the commander of the free world or not. And Joe Arpaio is absolutely saying, I am 100% convinced that it's forged.
When you look at that, Sam, I mean, just imagine if you or I had, forged some kind of document. In the mortgage industry that you used to work in, there's all these requirements and all these carefully, I mean, you can't mess around with any documents, put any, white out on it or whatever. You've got to
even a simple thing, Kurt, and this is so serious, by the way, you get in serious trouble. Yeah. Even a simple issue, like a real estate agent might write the 14th when they meant the 15th. And what they'll say to me is, Sam, as a mortgage broker, you know I meant the 15th. Today's the 16th. Yesterday was the 15th. Just, you know what? Change it to the 15th. And I agree that's a normal change that I should be able to make.
Yep.
But I would tell real estate agents, no, I will not do it. Not because I think that it's wrong, but because I know that if I never change a document, if I ever get on the witness stand, I can literally say it isn't true. Because I've never changed the document that I wasn't supposed to. If I change them for legitimate reasons, then I'd have to answer, well, yes, I've changed documents, but for good reason. Well, that's not a very stable response. If I say, no, sir, no, ma'am, I have never done that. Okay, yep. So this is critical, and in my career, that's what I did, Kurt. Even the simplest things I would not change. Sam, come on, you're just changing the 14th to the 15th. You were there. You know yesterday was the right date. And you, I get all that. I understand all that. I understand that it's right. But you've got to change it and resend it to me. Because I can't change it. I won't change it.
Yep.
Because then I can literally say I have never changed a document I wasn't supposed to. I've just never done that, folks. And I know it sounds like a little thing, but it's so important. And now you literally have one of the longest serving law enforcement officers in serving from the election of his people, one of the largest counties in the country, literally saying all my years of experience brought to bear and all my researchers plus third party validators are confirming this birth certificate is a forgery. It's a forgery document. Do you think anybody will care, Kurt? Do you think it'll go anywhere?
Well,
you think they'll just be like, nah, 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 whatever. Birther freak, go away.
What I hope we get is, a revolution of folks who, and I use that word this, on purpose, of folks who promote truth, transparency. We want truth everywhere, don't we?
No, I certainly do, sir.
And I don't care if it's about Obama or about the Federal Reserve or about the IRS or about, whatever it is, give me the truth. I want the truth, not fake news. I want the truth, right, Sam?
Yes. Now, here's my opinion. If Donald Trump picks up on this piece, it'll go somewhere. And if he doesn't, I say, hate to say that it won't.
Yeah.
It's not that I think that's right. I just think that's reality.
It's interesting that Arpaio has now, been beaten. He won't be able to serve his seventh term as sheriff. He'll be okay, but, I do think he's probably going to enjoy this, at least, I know there was a lot of opposition from Obama's, buddies,
but
like
don't worry,
Soros,
Kurt,
et cetera.
In paparazzi news, John Mayer calls the day Taylor Swift was born the lamest day of the year. So there you go.
My sister began smoking because of friends. I don't think any less of her because she smokes, but it's been really hard because I know she could have done better if she hadn't chose to smoke. She's trying to quit actually right now, but it's a really hard process and she's down to a couple of cigarettes a day, so she's doing really good, but it's been a really hard thing in my family actually. It's caused a lot of problems. My sister smoking definitely hurt my parents. I'd come home sometimes, my mom would just be in tears.
Smoking hurts a lot of people, most of whom don't even smoke.
I definitely think my religion has played a role in me not smoking. I'm a Christian and I believe I'm better because I don't smoke. Smoking hurts your friends, your family. It's not worth it in the long run. And you may not realize it now if you are smoking, but you will.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, we'll let you know as soon as we can after the news conference tomorrow afternoon. Joe Arpaio in a big showdown with Barack Hussein over a forgery. Time will tell what happens on that. Bob Unruh watching the beat. We'll keep an eye on it and let you know what happens. Now, Kurt, the average price of a Manhattan apartment is above $2 million for the first time ever. What do you say to that, Kurt?
I say it's not a place to move, Manhattan. I mean, I think you ought to head to the country, find a little space. I like the old phrase from the Alamo when John Wayne was playing Davy Crockett and his neighbor You know, he says, me and Davey are neighbors. We only live but 40 miles apart. You know, I mean, I think you ought to get yourself out in the country a little bit instead of having to spend so much hard-earned money on some little squished-up apartment.
Amen to that. Where in the country would you live if you could pick the perfect place, Kurt? Where would you go?
Well, from where I know right now, I'd move to a little place called Oak City. I mean, I think it's a great little place, you know.
Yes, it is.
You know, you got some freedom and liberty and good folks around you, people with chickens and cows and pigs, and they got four-wheelers going around town. And, I mean, you know, they got some what I'd call freedom going on there.
Yeah, you got that right. All right. I guess there's an actress, and she was like a 1970s rock star, if you will. And what? She was in the Brady Bunch, Kurt? Is that what it is? The daughter there?
Yeah.
That Jan Marshall, Kurt.
I can't keep track. I know I used to watch the Brady Bunch. This is a Liberty News Daily piece.
Yeah, didn't Kurt have a crush on one of the Brady Bunch girls back in the day? All right.
I don't remember that, but remember watching the show thinking it was kind of cool. And, I mean, you know, but now they're in the news again. And the headline reads, Brady Bunch actress turned pundit loses radio gig for politically incorrect Facebook rant. Yeah, I guess they say the head lady of the Brady Bunch, Florence Henderson, she has now passed away. Susan Olson, the one who played Cindy, the youngest of the three
Cindy.
Brady daughters,
right.
Has now been fired from her job as an L.A. talk radio host, or we would say hostess maybe, following what was called a homophobic rant. And who was this homophobic rant about? Well, an openly gay actor. I don't know who this guy is, but they say it, or anyway, this individual is Leon Accord Whiting. Anyway, L-A-W, I guess. But anyway, I guess after an appearance on what's called Two Chicks Talking Politics, maybe a new show for the network, Sam, a program that was co-hosted by Olson, this guy called for her to be purged from the media. You know, it's interesting, you know, they used to talk about they didn't want censorship of, like, books or whatever, and now the same guys stand up and want, you know, views that they don't like just gone.
Well, when the underlings, Kurt, they appeal to values that you and I hold to get their way. Then when they're on top, they jettison that, and they just say, hey.
Yep. He complained that it is wildly irresponsible for L.A. Talk Radio to allow a Trump fanatic to co-host one of their programs. I mean, you wouldn't want to have that kind of freedom or that kind of choice for people to use. He went on to say, where she can spew her idiotic lies unchecked, end quote.
Now, what did she actually say, though, Kurt? Because one of the things that I find fascinating about this, they tell you how evil she is, how homophobic and angry and how irresponsible it is and that she's lying and everything else. And let's drill into a fake news reality check, you might call it, Kurt. Because what did Cindy Brady or what's her real name?
Olson, I guess it is. You know, anyway.
What did she really say, Kurt?
I guess this is what she wrote on her Facebook page.
Oh, what she wrote, sorry.
Yeah.
The reason I say because the thing is they want to stop her from saying what she wants to say because of what she wrote, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Here's what she wrote, and I don't really understand it, but I could see why this guy's upset, you know, because, I mean, you know, he wouldn't want to upset the poor little guy. Sheena is a much better person than I am. I think Sheena was her co-host, as far as I understand. Her name is Sheena Metal, but anyway, don't get that. But anyway, she said, she tells me to take the high road. Instead, Olson described the actor as a, quote, snake in the grass. Well, sounds like, you know, almost like calling him a thug. A lost soul with an ankle to bite and a nasty little man who had been superficially friendly on the program before calling for her termination. Olson liberally seasoned her post with anatomically derogatory epithets, not enjoying the cultural immunity or job security afforded to people.
But see, this belonging. Is after the fact, right, Kurt?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But that's why he was really mad, because, you know, she said some stuff on her Facebook page. And, you know, it all comes down to the whole freedom of speech thing once again.
Yeah, but what did she actually write, though, Kurt? I mean, that's what she wrote after the fact, right?
Yeah, but he called for her, you know, to be gone or whatever, and she wrote, you know, that she called him a snake in the grass, a lost soul with an ankle to bite, and a nasty little man. You know, so I mean, all I could say is, once again, it's all about this person is a privileged gay celebrity, homosexual, and so they get special rights.
Okay, but
let me
just stop you, though, and say, what did she actually call him? What did she say before that? Anything?
You know, apparently he just said this. He just said, I will not listen to or appear on any shows there from this point forward until she's gone. End quote from the homosexual guy. You know, I really can't see any of what was exactly that he was ticked off about, except.
Okay, so here's what happened, Kurt. Here's the story.
He didn't.
So this
like
guy complained because she didn't. Okay, this guy complained because she liked Trump. So the actor, this gay guy, attacked her because she liked Trump.
Right.
Okay. So then I guess she wrote several vicious homophobic attacks as her fire back.
Yeah, on her Facebook page.
Yeah.
Yeah. And used to be that, you know, you could say things in America when we had what was called freedom of speech, Sam. And now, you know, I mean, guys like him can get a lady fired, you know.
Yeah, she called him a little piece of human waste, Kurt.
Oh, well, there you go. Sure wouldn't want to upset that guy.
Then she gave a homophobic screenshot to the guy.
Homophobic.
Hey, little P star.
What is a homophobic screenshot? Anyway, it's just hard for me to figure it out. You know, it's just amazing. It's a new world, Sam. You know?
Yeah. So.
She seems gutsy, though, you know.
Well, Kurt, how do you get a hold of her?
I don't
know. Two chicks talking politics? We can handle that, couldn't we, Kurt?
I think so.
And she can actually speak her mind as long as she doesn't swear on the radio. She can articulate herself. Yeah. And
two chicks talking politics. Sounds kind of funny.
Yeah, they want people that have messages together and tolerance, Kurt. Except they weren't very tolerant of her.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Currently, LGBTIQCAPGNGFNBA is believed to be the world's longest acronym used to describe human sexual orientations and gender identities, writes Canadian civil libertarian Fred Litwin in the C2C Journal. Chances are it's already been surpassed by an even longer acronym, with the self-discovery of yet another person, or group of persons, with a unique gender fixation. If this rate of letter propagation continues, we'll soon have an acronym that spans several lines and will be worth well over 2,000 points in Scrabble, Forget about it being featured on Wheel of Fortune. More than three decades ago, Litwin enlisted in the gay rights movement, but the revolution has long since left him in the dust. Facing the uncomfortable prospect of being denounced as a reactionary, or prosecuted as a hate criminal. It's probably pointless to try to memorize what all the letters stand for, because theoretically, there's no limit to the proliferation of sexual identities, Litwin observes. But some of them come with unique pronouns, and you had better learn those. Otherwise, you might run afoul of new federal and provincial human rights and hate crimes laws. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt, I got a bunch of questions for you just to see if you're caught up on what's happening in America, okay?
Okay.
By the way, this half hour is brought to you in part by Raw Honey. How would you like that delivered to your door for Christmas? Tastes phenomenal. Get a hold of Kurt to learn more. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. And say, I'd love Raw Honey delivered directly to my door, and he'll get it done for you for Christmas. But you better hurry, because with shipping, you better ship right away. Get a hold of Kurt, Raw Honey Deal, 801-669-2211, or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Kurt, you know what the mannequin challenge is, my friend?
The what?
Mannequin challenge, buddy. You know
mannequin
what a mannequin
challenge.
Is? A mannequin.
I'm familiar with what a mannequin is, I think. I mean,
because they call it a mannequin, but you know how it's spelled, Kurt?
Yeah, Q-U-I-N.
Yeah, yeah, so it's like a mannequin, right?
Well, I know, but that's how they say it, yeah.
Yeah, all right. A mannequin challenge, you know what that is, Kurt?
No.
Well, you know what a mannequin does, don't you?
Well, I mean, I know they just stand there.
Yeah, frozen in time, if you will.
Okay.
So, see, people are doing these mannequin challenges all over the place. They're Instagramming them and everything and Facebooking them and doing videos.
Wow.
There's all these things. Like, people do the underwater ones, or they'll do actresses and actors are doing that. And it's just everywhere, Kurt. I mean, if you're not caught up on this, buddy, it's kind of like the dumping the water over your head challenge, right? Do you remember that one?
I guess so, yeah.
The mannequin one.
I didn't even participate in that one.
What's wrong with you?
You know, I know. I'm just.
You're supposed to be like a lemming and just go right over the cliff with everybody else, Kurt.
Crazy, yeah.
This is anyway, all I'm telling you is, so you had that dump the water on the head. What was that thing called, the bucket challenge or whatever?
Yeah.
Then you had the mannequin challenge, Kurt. You're so far behind, I got to catch you up, buddy. That was a while ago, too.
I know.
All right, the next one. You know about the backpack challenge, don't you, Kurt?
No, I don't. What?
What's wrong with you?
You backpack around all day? Or,
no, dude. Yeah. You run down the middle of people, and what they do is they just try to throw these
things at
you and knock you down.
Oh, that sure sounds
awesome.
Like fun. Is it Christmas kind of stuff?
It's just year-round, you know. Well, they're moving to different challenges. As you can tell, it's like the latest craze to see how many lemmings will fall off the cliff together. Well, here's the latest one. So, you know, the backpack challenge was a while ago, too, Kurt.
Oh, okay.
You just missed
that one. It's sure nice that I missed that.
Amen to that. Yeah. Well, this one's kind of really weird.
Okay.
It's called the one-finger selfie challenge, Kurt.
Uh-huh.
And you know about this one?
No.
All right, don't. So it says, what is the one-finger selfie challenge, and how did it start, Kurt? So I thought I'd just make sure you're caught up on this one, because this one you could get in on. It's like right now.
Oh, boy.
The other ones are relevant from before, but this one's like right now you could get in on.
I better hurry. Yeah.
Now, here's how it is, Kurt. What you do is you get completely naked.
Oh, boy.
All right, and then what you do is you do a photo op. But don't worry, you're modest, okay? Because you use one finger to cover up your private parts.
Okay.
And this is going viral on the net. It's called the One Finger Challenge. And literally you got a girl putting her one finger over her, you know, body parts or whatever. And then she takes photos, and a lot of times they use mirrors. And
I think it should use the one finger over the camera. Then that would
that
work.
You're talking, but no, they don't do that, Kurt. That's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they say that if you're against this, Kurt, the problem is you're body shaming.
Yeah.
You understand that, right?
I'm shamed.
Now, you wouldn't body shame.
I'm ashamed of these people that do this. So this make me.
Amen to that. Yeah. All I'm telling you is this literally is called the One Finger Selfie Challenge.
Yeah, it's just one more crazy way of doing the wrong stuff.
It is absolutely crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is it's not like one person doing it, Kurt, or two people. It's all over the place now. It's hard to even believe this has happened.
I'm glad it's not in my neighborhood, you know?
Well, it is in your neighborhood, my friend.
I guess I just... So I'm not aware of it in my neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you weren't aware of all the other ones either.
That's right. You know, that's right.
You're not
missed
with
them.
It. Yeah. But I find this really of great concern, because what's happening is young men and women are doing this, Kurt, without realizing really the consequence. They just kind of think it's funny. And that's kind of the real reason I bring it up. I'm not really interested in the salacious side of this so much. As a lot of men and women, just, you know, teenagers or whatever, think this is just funny. They think it's no big deal with no real repercussions. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you that it's a serious problem.
Yep.
And really, the word lemming comes to mind, Kurt, where, you know, you just got a bunch of mindless minions following the leader.
Good point.
And you get an actor or an actress or somebody supposedly famous or supposedly important or whatever.
Doing something
peddling
stupid.
This stuff, and then doing something stupid, and then before you know it, others are just on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
So, a little bit of advice.
I'm off that bandwagon. Yeah.
It's one of those things where I would suggest you don't try that at home or anywhere you are.
Yeah, that's right.
So that
Leave
would be my advice, because really, it's against the law, Kurt, to be promoting that kind of nudity and that kind of immodesty. Yeah. Not only is it against the law of the government for good reason, but it's against the moral code that America's known for, Kurt.
Yeah.
So
God doesn't sanction this.
I hear that.
Yeah.
I also don't understand. Everybody's like, let's take a selfie. And I'm thinking, if a bunch of people get in there, how is it a selfie?
Yeah, that's a we. Or an ussy.
All right. So the question now, Kurt, is Bloomberg is asking this. Will Republicans block Trump tax cuts? Do you think they will?
Well, yeah, the question is, what's a Republican? Because, you know, what you've got is, you know, they show the McConnells and the Ryans, who, in my opinion, are the basically the establishment, or what I'd call the insiders, the, the kingmen that are inside there. Don't really want any change going on. And, so all of a sudden they're all concerned about the debt, Sam. McConnell's, you know, now saying, hey, we got too much debt, so we can't really do this tax cut thing. But maybe he just doesn't understand, and I really think he does, but maybe he just doesn't understand that when the people are taxed less, they've shown that there's really more money that comes into the government.
Now
the
who
real
doesn't
problem
understand
that,
this?
Well, McConnell, he apparently just doesn't understand history. But when you lower the taxes and the people can keep more of their own income, then the government actually gets more money, because even though the pie, the piece of the pie they get is smaller, the pie is much bigger. Sam?
Wow. There you have it. Well, your next headline, yeah. headline, I think, puts it in perspective. I think the Republicans will stand against Donald on tax cuts, Kurt.
Yeah.
And I think your next headline highlights this, what, unfortunate reality?
Yeah. That's a good point, Sam.
All right.
And so we're talking about which one was the next
congressional headline? Republican leadership. Punts on IRS abuses.
Yeah, well, you know, there's
so they talk about the Commissioner John Koskinen, right?
Yeah, you remember how this guy basically, you know, he not only allowed 422 backup tapes containing as many as 24,000 Lois Lerner emails to be destroyed. You know, this is, he then failed to tell Congress about it in a timely manner. John Koskinen has been able to get away with stonewalling Congress, obstructing justice, and breaching the public trust. It's time that Congress held him accountable for his actions. Yeah, here's how you do it. My recommendation, just make sure you eliminate the IRS. Then you don't need this Koskinen guy. It's just gone, right, Sam? But they'll try to find some way to keep it. And by the way, you know, it's officially off the calendar now because there's no more opportunity to get it done. But, you know, if they can't even get rid of somebody who does this to them, you know, Koskinen and stuff like that, what will the Congress stand up for, Sam?
Well, I don't really know what to think about this, except for I'm convinced that the Republicans aren't going to have accountability anywhere, Kurt. With Donald letting Hillary off the hook, with the Republicans letting John Koskinen and the IRS thug off the hook, there's no accountability anywhere is what I think, and the Republicans are starting out on the wrong foot. They've got to change the game and expect accountability. You can't break the law. And literally attacking conservatives like the IRS has done, based on their political persuasions, etc., we can't let it stand, Kurt, or it's just going to repeat itself.
It's a great point, Sam.
But the Republicans, and you wisely say, what is a Republican? These insiders aren't taking care of business, Kurt. So much for draining the swamp, huh?
Good point.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So I guess the idea that we're going to get rid of the IRS or seriously curtail the IRS is not happening. I haven't heard Donald say a word about it. And I haven't heard the Republicans do anything about it. The Republicans, will they block the Trump tax cuts? Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball. But we know congressional Republican leadership literally punts on IRS abuses. They're not even going after anybody here for literal criminal activity going on. It's crazy. All right, Carrier is in the news. That's the big company that supposedly preserved a lot of jobs in America, right, Kurt?
Yep, that's right. And they're saying that, you know, part of the story behind the story is that, you know, they're going to use this, you know, extra money or whatever, this kind of cash that was turned over to them to put some fancy, you know, automation in place, and that would eventually eliminate more jobs, they say. Greg Hayes, the CEO there, of United Technology says, we're going to automate to drive the cost down so that we can continue to be competitive. He says, is it as cheap as moving to Mexico with lower cost labor? No. But we will make that plant competitive just because we'll make the capital investments there. But what that ultimately means is there will be fewer jobs. What say you about that, Sam?
Well, this is a very mixed bag story, in my humble opinion, Kurt, for a variety of reasons. Number one, I do believe we ought to have tariffs at the borders to stop Carrier and other countries from moving to places where we don't have near the regulation or near the standard of living, and pit that unfair playing field against the American people. I think that's wrong. So I do believe in tariffs at the borders to create a level playing field, to make sure that everybody plays by the rules, to make sure that Americans can compete. I'm against all the regulations that make it not competitive for Americans already. So that's, you know, when it comes to job creation, I support that in America. When it comes to this money that got released, I have a hard time knowing exactly where the money came from, but usually most of it's tax dollars. I have a problem peddling tax dollars to business to keep them here. I don't think it's right that we subsidize companies with tax dollars. However, I defend this company's right to automate. Anybody in their right mind would decrease labor costs, would do it. That's part of the free market. That's part of disruptive technology. That's part of building a better mousetrap, making America great, competition, all these things. And so you got to be very careful on which aspect of this we're discussing. But when you say how Carrier plans to use the tax break, I'm not sure that we should have given them a tax break unless it's a tax break for everybody, not just them. In other words, special interests pull the lever in the favor of some at the expense of others, I reject. Lowering taxes for everybody, I support. But then their goal to automate with that, I don't blame them. Anybody in their right mind would do it. But, Kurt, would congressional Republican leadership has gone soft and they're going to punt on IRS abuses? And when we're debating if the Republicans are even going to back Donald in lowering taxes, and then you see this Carrier story, you kind of go, man, I'm not sure we're draining the swamp.
Duh. Yeah. Good point, Sam.
So, anyway, I hope I broke down a very complicated topic with what I support and what I don't and why.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes perfect sense. And what I disagree with is this idea that says that there will be fewer jobs with it. I think it's difficult to prove that there will be fewer jobs. Now, they do say that certain positions would be eliminated, but when you have technology and that kind of thing replacing maybe what normal some labor would be doing, many times you have other spin-off jobs. You have other things like that. And the key point, at least one of the key points to bring out here is, imagine, okay, so the choice is the company moves to Mexico, employs Mexican workers. Then those guys that were here in America, what do they get? A welfare check? So it's a smart move to do all we can to protect our own workers in America so that they can participate in what we used to call the American dream, and they can work. And, you know, it's true that we ought to be able to have good, the bottom line. Some people are like, well, yeah, but then your, you know, technology, your air conditioner is going to cost more or whatever. Well, if you don't consider all the costs in of living, if you will, in other words, the taxes and the cost of government has got to be thrown in there. And that's a huge additional cost that most people are unwilling to talk about.
Yeah, and my problem with this, Kurt, is this, though. You know what? When you say there's going to be less jobs, my response is that may be true, Kurt. I mean, I'm not sure, because you got to dig into it and weigh the real costs. And less jobs compared to what? I agree with all that. But I also say this. Is it bad for sure that there's less jobs, Kurt? I'm submitting that that's not really true, and I'll tell you why. Right now, we seem to have to want to employ all men and all women. What's wrong with going back to the old days where a single breadwinner could support a household instead of out-of-control taxes forcing two or three or four people in a home to all work just to keep their head above water? And so I submit to you that we don't need as many jobs as there are, Kurt. What we need to do is downsize the size and scope of government to a reasonable amount. And right now it's way too heavy of a burden. I mean, it's grievous to be born kind of a thing. It's just too heavy, too much of a load. What if we were to decrease jobs and decrease government proportionately? Would be okay, Kurt. But see, I bring that up.
It's a great point to bring up, Sam.
Hate women.
And, you know, just think of how much, you know, we all know that when you have an excess of an item, whatever it is, you know, a bumper crop of apples, bumper crop of oranges, whatever, you're going to have a lower price for it. Well, if you have a bumper crop of labor, doesn't that mean you can literally pay them less? And we all get concerned about, well, lower wages. And then there's the call for the increase in the minimum wage, etc. But why not address this idea that says, hey, you lower those taxes, you make it so that moms can be home with the kids like they used to be. And, hey, you make America great again, huh, Sam?
And I find that interesting, Kurt. What they want to do, too, is they want to change the subject and say, oh, Sam, you just hate women or whatever. And, hey, whether I believe women should be in the workforce or not is a side discussion. The fact is, if a woman and a man are both working, I'm just saying that shouldn't be necessary to support a household. In 1950, the norm was to have a single breadwinner per family. Now the norm is you got to have at least two breadwinners for family or you can't even survive. And I would blame that directly on out-of-control taxation. But Donald is having an effect for the better. IBM executive going to meet with Donald, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, you know, and we remember the sky was going to fall after Donald Trump was, you know, picked as the
The economy was going to melt down for certain.
Yeah, you know, and yet what has happened?
Could that have been fake news peddled by the mainstream paranoia? The sky is falling, Chicken
sure
Little
looked
leaders,
like it
Kurt?
To me. You know, and you got the stock market at record highs, just continues up and up and up. And, you know, think about it, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to, you know, have a president who's going to protect American industry and American wages and workers, then American businesses should be thinking that maybe there'll be less regulation. They can make profits and do well. And this piece here comes from the dailymail.co.uk, overseas, by the way. And the headline, IBM to hire 25,000 more workers in the U.S. in the next 4 years and invest $1 billion in employee development. That's what the tech boss vows ahead of the Trump meeting. About 6,000 of the new appointments are due to be made in 2017. IBM's going to invest $1 billion in employee training and development in 4 years. The chief there is Ginny Rometty. I don't know who that is, but anyway, it's a member of a Trump's strategic and policy forum. So, you know, bottom line is, Sam, you know, people are kind of excited, but not the mainstream fake media.
Well, and what's interesting is, can't they ever try to focus on the good? Can't they ever try to focus on the positive or solutions here? I mean, this guy doesn't even have to talk to Trump yet. He just gets ready to meet with him, and he starts announcing new jobs and new opportunities and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether it's real or not, whether it's a sound business plan or not, we haven't dug into the details. I don't know. All I'm telling you is, just the hope of new jobs, the hope of less regulation, the hope of opportunity is in the air. And now all we got to do is use sound principles to make it reality. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Don't care if you're left, right, black, white, tall, short, fat, skinny, liberal, conservative. Just want to implement sound principles to restore America, to make America great again. And you know what? Like or dislike Donald, don't care. All I can tell you is, let's stand together and obey sound principles and reap the blessings and rewards, shall we? It's that simple to me, Kurt.
Yeah.
All right. Check out our Roku channel, Liberty News Radio. Check out libertynewsradio.com, libertynewsdaily.com, and donate today, would you please? libertyroundtable.com for archives of this broadcast as well. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, this nation shall endure.